Irene McKinney, poet laureate of West Virginia, died February 4th. She wrote about the blessing and curse of living in a state with an abundance of natural resources. She railed at the idea that life in the Appalachian Mountains was pastoral or calm, because she knew the isolation and loneliness that rough terrain imposes on the people who live there. We close our show with this poem McKinney recorded from our partners at West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Twilight in West Virginia, 6 o'clock mine report. Burgoo mine number 3 will work. Burgoo mine number 3 will work tomorrow. Console number 2 will not work. Console number 2 will not work tomorrow. Green soaks into the dark trees. The hills go clumped and heavy over the foxfire veins at Clinchfield, Wungo, Greenbrier. At Hardtack and Amity, the grit abrades the skin. The air is thick above the black leaves, the open mouth of the shaft. A man with a burning carbide lamp on his forehead swings a pick in a narrow corridor beneath the earth. His eyes flare white like a horse's. His teeth glint. From his sleeves of coal, fingers with black half-moons, he leans into the tipple, over the coke oven, staining the air red, over the glow from the rows of fiery eyes at Sago. Above Slipjohn, a 6-ton lumbers down the grade, its windows curtained with soot. No one is driving. The roads get lost in the clotted hills, in the blue spruce maize, the red cough, the Allegheny marl, the sulfur ooze. The hill cuts drain. The roads get lost and drop at the edge of the strip job. The fires in the mines do not stop burning.